Now, Keiko, you said you lived in America. How long did you live in America for?
I lived there for 5 years.
5. That's a long time. What was it like when you came back to Japan?
It was quite difficult because I look Japanese and obviously I am Japanese, but I act a little bit different from other people, and the way I wanted to mingle with my friends are a bit different from how the Japanese people mingle with their friends. For example, there's no hugs between friends. Those little things in daily life kind of shocked me a little bit. Or even in universities, I've heard about this before, but in universities, people go to bathroom together. They always think about in a group, okay, what should we do next? Should we eat lunch? Should we go to the bathroom? Should we, do this after school? It's kind of always in a group.
That's in Japan or in the
In
U.S.? In
Japan,
Japan.
yeah, is what I felt.
Wow, so it was hard because everybody was always together all the time, like you couldn't be an individual or.
It was hard because I think in the States you are expected to kind of have your own opinions, whereas in Japan it's important to have a harmony with other people. And so you don't usually say, okay, this is what I want to do. Do you guys, what guys want to come with me or not? It doesn't work like that. You say, okay, what do you want to do? You ask the other people first, and then people ask each other, okay, what do you want to do? And maybe sort of they come up with one thing that we want to do, which takes about maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes just to do one thing. And I'm not criticizing, but it was just kind of a different culture, coming back. And then now I kind of got used to that culture now, and then I think it's kind of one of the good thing about Japanese cultures and Japanese people, because they really do respect the other people's, opinions. Even within friends, they don't take each other for granted. So I'm getting used to it, but when I just came back, it was just little things.
Right. Did you find that you had to change? Like, how did you have to change when you came back? Were you still yourself, or did you have to adjust, and how so?
I try not to say so much about, okay, this is what I want to do, or I try not to stand out so much in the way. And but after a while, I just thought, okay, you when you try to be somebody, you can't, because that's who you are. And there are a lot of friends in university, they asked me, do you think you're Japanese or do you think you're American? Because they felt that I'm quite different. And I used to say, well, I'm Japanese, but I grew up in the States. And I used to explain that, but then, at the end, I thought, okay, well, I can't be Japanese or I can't be American. I'm just myself. So that is a kind of attitude that I took, I think, from, in the later years in the university. And I just try not to really change, or try to adapt.